After the event, all logs were collected and aggregated, and each station received a report that included details of all signal reports given for their station by all other operators. The report also included maps, statistics, and examples of how to leverage the data to better understand station configuration. This included a subsequent discussion on how to create radio path studies leveraging free online resources. This was the second of two such events. The first was a 2-meter simplex activity held in December with 35 stations across 7 counties. Data from both of these nets is now being aggregated to identify quantitative and qualitative differences between 2 meters and 70 centimeters as experienced by those operators. All of this will lead to a discussion of the propagation challenges and advantages that each band offers and more opportunities for learning. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. January 23rd, AMSAT Spain's ADES-R was deployed and is operating as expected. This gives us another FM satellite. The downlink is 436.888 MHz, and the uplink is 145.925 MHz. No tone is required, activating by squelch. The satellite also uses AX.25 and APRS digital modes. FM voice is the primary mission. You may not hear the digital modes all the time. In March, they plan on launching Hades ICM. We look forward to another successful launch and another satellite in the space family. If you're a grid square chaser, I noticed the VUCC rankings for satellite this week. After the success of Green Cube, IO-117, and S-Hale, QO-100, many were able to build on the VUCC and DXCC collection. Doug, K8DP, just upped his grid square count to 1,737, while Guntram, OE-9DGV, upped his DXCC count to 213. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report.